We've waived the following players: Chidera Uzo, Dribe, tight end Jaron Ham, running back Tim Flanders, and then wide receiver Tobias Palmer. It'll put us at 86 right now. Most of today's practice was, all of today's practice was Indianapolis. Any questions?
With Champ and Patrick both being back on team, I mean, do you, what do you need to see from them? And is there necessarily, do you need somebody to win the job? Are you going to want to play all those guys? Or how do you?
Well, I think the plan is to play them. And then, more importantly, the correct amount of reps. So we kind of went through the roles yesterday, what our goals are. But both of those guys will play.
Well, do you necessarily need someone to win the job, or do you anticipate regular?
I think it's an ongoing. I think it's an ongoing process. You know, it's still just passing the halfway point. So the key is just getting them the right amount of playing time, both in the base and the nickel, and making sure there's enough snaps and yet again, not too many.
With both those two guys, is it easier for one guy to win the job, no matter the scheme or? Or the particular defensive format, or is it going to depend on which, you know, which scheme you're in? Does it matter for you?
Well, I don't think the scheme is going to be tied to who wins that position. And again, we talk week to week about roles. The key is just seeing those guys back out healthy, playing, and against a good offense. You know, and then just having a chance to see them for the time they're on the field play well.
Isn't the reality anyway that, you know, Mike McKenzie comes off the street in the middle of 2009 and you kind of have to, you know, in terms of, are people too focused on winning jobs in preseason?
Well, look, we always try to keep a tidewater list of players once we begin the season. Where are you going in the event there's an injured receiver? Where are you going in the event there's an injured, you name the position? And so there's that short list, if you will, and I think it's because of the roster size at 53, it's not uncommon that, well, you, every season you're going to start the season with a roster, and then there'll be guys that come in and out of the program. That's pretty common.
Sure, yep. Must be with the talent in some spots. Must be some of the toughest cuts you've had in the last 5 or 6 years.
It just depends on the position. I think some of the positions would be less defined right now, and then a handful of others might be a little bit more defined, but. Here's the thing, and we say this every year, the competition, we talk to our players all the time about not looking at just the depth at their position on this roster, because they're really competing against 31 other teams' players. So it's not uncommon for teams to bring in players at the very end of training camp before the start of the regular season, and special teams has a lot to do with that. So they're in that competition to put – their best product on the field. That's right.
Y'all talk about play calling being a group effort. And how much input does Drew Brees have in that, I guess, from snap to snap?
I think typically through the work week is where you get a feel or feedback for what he's real comfortable with, plays maybe that by the end of the week we always have this summation meeting, and there'll be some plays maybe we didn't get to as much, or there wasn't a clean look. And maybe it's a play that's down the road. You know, when it comes to the game, he gets in a rhythm. He wants to play. And he's got a lot of other things that he's thinking about. Now, there's certain schemes at the line of scrimmage that, you know, may involve changing plays. But typically that takes place from the Monday through Saturday, really, in the Saturday night meeting when we're playing on Sunday.
When, if there's ever, like, a maybe – I know when Coach Carmichael say he's calling the plays, and when Coach Shingles maybe has a suggestion, and do y'all ever, how do y'all, I guess, resolve the difference in opinion on what should be done on any given down?
Well, look, typically, if it's Pete that's calling the plays, typically the dialogue with regards to the run game or thoughts in the passing game would exist while our defense is on the field. Once you get going, there's probably about 7 to 8 seconds, you know, to make a decision. So usually the lines are pretty clear and it's pretty quiet, and whoever's calling the plays is gathered information and then is going. So it's not, you know, a tally during each. It happens too fast. So it's usually spent between series. Same way as if I was calling them, you know, Pete and I would talk between series and also with Brett and get some feedback or dialogue. And it may come from the quarterbacks, some things that they're seeing. But typically when we're on offense, there's a lot less suggestions, if you will.
At kicker, how tight is that battle? It seems
I think it's pretty competitive, yeah. I think it's pretty competitive and it's still ongoing.
Is this a third preseason game the most like a regular game, just in terms of the scout work y'all do in practice and spending time maybe a little bit more on the other
I think it might be a day. Tomorrow we have that luncheon, and so we have a little polish period or walkthrough. I think our routine or our schedule this week has been closer to an in-season schedule than the prior weeks. I know typically teams in the league play their starters more in week three than any one of the other three games. But in our case, there's some players that we've got to see X amount of snaps from. Maybe they hadn't played as much in week one or week two. So, but you do try to get a little bit more into your in-season routine. And then you've got a short turnaround with a Saturday night game, you know, playing Thursday.
John, what are the challenges when you try to get offensive defense to look with the scout team, and you know, especially from the defensive perspective, where the opposing team not only has one weapon or one focal point, but it might be two or three, if not four guys. Is that challenging when you're trying to identify how you try to, you know, stop an opponent?
Well, look, what's critical when you get into the portion of the season we're in now, leading into the regular season, is that the opposite side of the ball that's given the look is crisp, even to where they've watched tape. We've assigned numbers. You know, we've assigned identities, if you will, to certain players. And so the look we get is vital. You know, it has to be realistic. It has to be fast. I think it's important for those players to understand they're still sharpening their skills. A lot of these plays, be it run or pass, are plays that we might have in that are just called differently. So, but for us to provide the right looks in all three areas, you know, it takes some study and it takes some tempo and it takes, you know, a good card that explains exactly what depth, what split we want receivers and what type of blocking scheme we're looking for. And that's there's always that when we shift to the preseason and we start carding plays, there's always that early element of teaching the scout teams, you know, how it needs to be, the tempo, and it's a rep for them. I mean, that's how you begin to notice maybe some guys that are down the road. You start seeing their production on scout team.
Is Brandon Cooks feeling well enough to play this weekend?
We'll see. He practiced today. We'll see where he's at tonight and tomorrow. Really just, you know, keeping him hydrated, getting his body weight up a little bit.
And Marcus Ball, he wasn't out here today.
Yeah, he wasn't out here.
Sean, will this be probably the only time we see Drew on Saturday this preseason? I know he rarely plays in the fourth preseason game.
Yeah, we'll see.
Doesn't it look like you guys are simulating Helton? Is that normal for the third preseason game?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we would try to do in the third preseason game is look, when it comes to certain formations, tight end strength, even in week two, you're wanting to make sure you get your defense set to a certain look. So that's just preparing for the opponent. I mean, obviously you have more days to do that in the regular season, but yeah, I think that's pretty common.
Speak to the kind of player he's become. He's sort of emerged on the map as a young player.
Who's that?
T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah. Look, I think when you look at this team, we were talking about this the other day, that there are a lot of new faces, guys that are very impressive, that can run. Obviously, we know the quarterback's turned into a real good football player. He's got, you know, the arm to make all the throws. He's got, I think the offensive line's played well. And so when you put that together with the defense, you know, you're seeing a young roster that has played well, and I'm sure they have high expectations.
Sean, I want to ask you about music in practice. The players say it helps them, you know, with tempo and snap counts different ways. Just what was your motivation?
It's less about snap counts. It's really more about just tempo during those early portions of practice where we're getting going. You know, typically we get to a team period, it's off, and then as we get into the start of the season, we'll start using the crowd noise, you know, either home or away.